Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Rita, will you tell us exactly where we are now?
Did you find the place okay?
No, we didn't. We're still driving.
Hector rings me from Castlebar. Which way do you turn when you leave Castlebar? Have you got a sat-nav?
Yeah, but your sat-nav could send you
via Ben Mullet. Sat-nav's no crack. I wanted to talk to a human.
You're right here at the base of Nathan. I don't know. It's quite...
So we're in the wilds of County Mayo.
You're in the wilds of County
Mayo. We're in
a
town that has very little... Very. You're trying to finish the sentence.
It's not a town.
We're in a town. No, we're in a little village. We're in the hamlet of Laherdán.
You're in Laherdán, yeah.
It's and Nathan. It would be like Nathan's the Kilimanjaro like of Mayo.
We're in a small country pub that has. It reminds me of Fox's Bar in Navan. All it's missing is the funeral directors at the back.
Oh yeah.
So it has. You come in and the first thing is there's Barn Bracks. There's one of the mild way in scales. There's Weetabix and cornflakes and. Mr. Muscle for sale with jams and sweets and chupa chips, Nutella,
firelighters.
So there's a kind of a shop on one side of it, and across
Uncle Ben's. Look at the range of Uncle Ben's rice.
Yeah, apple tarts.
I remember being in a bar one time somewhere deep in the bad part of Tipperary, and there was a hardware shop and a bar in the same place, so you could order a pint and get an axe.
There's a place like that in Strokestown, I think, as well. And there's a you can buy them there as well. Look, you can actually buy saws and Wellingtons. Look
here,
over the turn. Yeah, look to your right.
Yeah,
over
he's got
here.
The hardware
see
store.
See where the orange
boxes are. The wellies.
You can buy wellies.
That's
saws.
The type of thing that I do after about 8 pints.
you can buy paintbrushes.
No, you can buy stuff for cattle. You can buy stuff.
White spirits.
It's almost farming stuff.
You could murder someone and buy the stuff in here to get rid of them.
To bury them.
And the Dasco paintbrushes.
Do you know what I was thinking of?
So we're in Laherdán in Leonard's, and it was voted the pub of the year.
In 1821, just before the famine. I was thinking of doing news reports that if you changed one letter in a word in your news report,
okay,
how it would just kind of throw the whole thing.
Well, let's see.
So, body of a young man was found down by the River Dodder this afternoon. It was discovered this morning by a man out wanking his dog.
I can see it now. On the banks of the Dodder.
You're in charge here now.
Niamh, can we get 3 points, please? Oh, brilliant. Here we go. So to the right, we've got a shop, and to the left, we've got a bar, and then out the back.
And there's a primary school at the back.
And there's petrol pumps out the front. Lovely. Yeah, so it's a beautiful little village.
Is it intermediate or junior or senior?
Is it intermediate, junior? It's intermediate? Oh, did it? It's junior. Now, the interesting thing here is Lochan is to the right here.
That's fascinating.
And on the opposite side of Lochan is where Knockmore lives. So that's where I live.
Yeah, the lake divides you.
I could have taken the boat back here, but I chose to take the road, you know. So it's beautiful, and you're welcome to North Mayo.
Thank you.
If we start...
Where would Lewisburg be now in terms
Lewisburg would be nowhere near this.
No, but in terms of... where my people are from, Larissa.
Yes, I know that, yes.
Lewisburg,
but you've people all over. You've people in Foxford, you've people in...
I don't have people Tiernan's in Foxford.
Tiernan's are everywhere.
You do, the Tiernan's fish shop in Foxford.
We're not related. I called into them. I called into the two boys one time.
Did they deny you?
Yeah. They said, we're not related.
Oh, that's... that'll be worse now. How are you? If... that'll be like Joe Biden saying to me, he's not related to me.
I have a question for you, which was, if you were describing Mayo, where would you be, what part of Mayo would Lewisburg be in? Is that West Mayo?
Yeah, West Mayo, yeah.
Oh, really?
So if you'd go over to, you came through Castlebar.
Yeah, you'd have to go to Westport.
You'd want to be going over to, it's between Ballinrobe.
If you were looking to get bet up, would that...
Out past...
Like, if you're looking to get like a an unrequested box in the head.
Yeah.
Where is that most likely to happen in Mayo?
Well, probably Ball, I'd say.
Ball?
Yeah. I'd definitely say Ball. Outside.
Is Castlebar lively?
Castlebar would be lively enough.
Is Westport sold to tourism?
Tourism, yeah.
Really?
Ballinas is just a nice place to live.
Westport is kind of like an open-air duty-free.
It's like Dubai. Westport, you see, the problem with Westport, not the problem, but for us North Mayo people, the issue that we have. So the train, you see, runs directly from Dublin. Not directly, but the train goes, there's a direct rail line going to Westport. Whereas when you are going to Ballina, you have to get off the train in the middle of a field.
Get vaccinated.
And get back on the train.
There's actually no road into the train station in Manila. It's not a train station, it's a platform. There's a
Is that where they make the honey?
No.
Manila. Manuka.
That's Manuka. That's in New Zealand.
Well, maybe they make honey or stuff like that. I'm not sure. So, Manila, where the train stops in the middle, like, I think a man like had a heart attack one day on the train and they couldn't even get the ambulance in there because.
I'm just thinking, aren't the surnames now on the Irish soccer team fantastic?
Oh, and they're brilliant.
Malumpy.
Malumbo.
No, Malumpy.
Is it Malumpy?
Malumpy, is he, where is he from? He's from Drogheda.
Oh, here we
somewhere.
Go, the two genealogists here now trying to work.
But Malumpy.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Just that the towns, Mayo sounds like it has, the names of the towns in Mayo are, there's a different ring to them. Like there's no, like Baal and Bohola. And Manula.
Manula.
They're strange names.
Yeah, but they seem...
Yeah.
But it just reminded me of the Irish soccer team last night.
They're just
good
like
good ball
Mayo.
In from Malumpa over to Manula.
Over to Baal.
Baal crosses it in.
Here's
Bohola. Bohola scores in the back of the net. Rising majestically.
Bohola. Adam Bohola, great game.
What about Claire Morris? That's a different story. Yeah. That's on the women's team.
I took her to me Debs.
Claire Morris.
Claire Morris, yeah.
Do you ever notice when he's on the road, it's just gag after. Do you notice that? It's a totally different time.
I just want to say thanks so much for coming down to Mayo to me today.
Yeah. It's nice. Well, they picked us up. I got picked up in Clare Galway and away we went and it was a...
Well, just all those years, Louis, of you driving down to us.
We said we'd
reciprocate. Did you feel my pain this morning?
It's a bit of an L. I mean, once you're...
And in fairness, you didn't even drive yourselves.
It's a slog.
I did. I drove down.
Oh, you drove down?
I drove down, yeah.
Oh.
I mightn't be driving back, though.
I wouldn't be driving back.
I'll have to leave my car here for a couple of days. I hope they don't charge rent in the car park.
Yeah, you're saying that now.
Here we go.
Oh.
Now, this... Oh, there's a...
Big, fat, creamy pints.
There's some shamrocks. There's some shamrock decorations on the domage.
Neve, aren't you very trendy with the pouring the pints?
Thanks, Neve.
That's expertly pulled. Thank you very much, Neve. You do need to let it settle.
Do you not suck it while the sap is rising?
Oh, Jesus, you can't do that. That's sacrilege.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't do that at all. You can't do that.
I told you that most of my best mates are from Mayo.
You did.
A few times. You told us most things a few times.
You've told him. You've told us that as much as he's told us his people are from here.
It's funny that that has happened. I have an affinity with the Mayo people.
Do you think... What is it about Mayo that everyone wants to be a little bit close to? You know, like someone wants to be connected to...
I don't know. So I'd
have a connection with Mayo.
It's kind of the way some people are very attracted to hospitals.
You know go ahead to fuck.
Do you know what I mean? Just
the hypochondriac.
Yeah, the drama of illness.
Go away. No, I'm telling you. It's like anywhere you go in the world, you're like, oh, Jesus, I've got cousins from Mayo.
What?
I'm telling you.
No, there is something.
There is something. I've never yet met someone and said, oh, I've got cousins in Meath. You would never even say that. You wouldn't tell anyone. I have cousins there, but I would never ever, I'd never admit it. In fact, they would be saying, oh, they're from Mayo originally. You know, it's an interesting
But the level of soundness of all the counties around the country, the Mayo people are right up there with being sound.
Yeah. Right up there, it's neck and neck between them and the scallion eaters from Carlo.
As sound people. Do you like Carlo?
Oh, they're so sound.
But why are Mayo people 100% sound?
We're just sound. We're not, like, there's nothing, we've no expectations. Well, we've lots of expectations.
Is it the immigration? Is it what you put up with in this county?
You've big forests. Anyway.
Forests. They're like handball alleys.
Here we go. Here's to your health. To Leonard's and Laherdon.
Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
I'm going to miss this now. I'm going to miss this every Tuesday drinking pints.
Oh, yeah, this is, we're taking a break until September. Anyway, here's to your health.
Here you go. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, my God. I know there's a lad that goes around the Guru Guinness guy giving his ratings every week.
Oh, that's good Guinness. Nice.
That's almost like chowder.
No, but there's a lot more. There's culture in that. You'd stay around here for a few days, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Is there an Airbnb?
Just as a woman,
what did you do?
As a woman said to me the other day in the pub, she said, do you know people get their words mixed up?
Yes.
And she said, she said to me, she says, I just need to pop outside and spread my legs. So stretch your legs, she meant. Right, so I feel like doing now.
Are you sure? That's what she meant?
Spread my legs.
Hold on.
I'm wearing clothes today.
Yes, you are.
That are,
it's a suit,
handmade. It's now, now people will think when you say handmade, oh, they must be very expensive, but they're not. They're it's actually.
It feels nice, but
it's not itchy. So these are pants and a jacket.
It's a green tweed suit.
Yeah, that somebody made.
You had an orange one on.
Orange.
Orange.
Yeah, and he's got.
You had an orange.
He's got
one
a purple
on
jumper underneath.
You had. It's really lovely.
Is it? I'm just thinking that this, so most of the time we'd buy our clothes that are made, and the clothes are made in Pakistan or Leitrim or Bangladesh or, do you know what I mean? Like Levi's and stuff like that or whatever. And this is just, so somebody buys a roll of tweed, somebody who's able to do this. Somebody buys a roll of tweed and say, I can make a jacket out of that roll and I can make a pair of pants out
talented
of that
roll. Talented hands.
I think it's amazing.
Tell us about the person that made it.
Well, not, I can't tell you about that, but I can just say that
the
skill of it is brilliant.
You know, there's a bang of Michael D. Higgins off you lately. He gets suits made as well, and they're quite similar to yours.
Yeah, but I just think
you get them made in the same place?
I don't know. It's not a bespoke. It's just a lady who can do this. Yeah. And I'm just thinking, this is the old Irish way. Back in
people used to make
in
all
this
their own
village.
Clothes.
There was
someone
a tailor.
Would make you. There's your trousers and there's your jacket, and you'd have maybe two of each, and you'd wear them for your life.
Yeah.
And this is what I have now, and it's fantastic. There's a bit of a cock thing going on here.
There's a bit of a cock thing. She needs to work on the cock area.
We haven't nailed the groin inch.
Is it a zip or a button in the groin?
Oh, there's three buttons. Oh.
Three buttons.
Is it
only?
Buttons?
Three buttons.
That's flick, a bit, flick, that's flick, a bit and traditional.
He's out. Yeah, flick, yeah. Flick, flick,
flick. Flick the Mickey.
And he's out.
Punch him out
the
there.
The Mickey flicker.
It's really lovely though, I have to say. I do like it.
I'm very simple.
I must tell you about this jacket that I've on me as well, before you make any jokes. This was actually my mother's jacket when she was young. So
what?
Yeah, this was.
And
my
how do you feel wearing a jacket of a lady who has?
It's really old. What she wore it when she was young and
wow,
and so like yeah.
What a lovely jacket!
It fits me and it works. And
where now did she wear that when she was young and gorgeous in London,
yeah,
or when she'd
London,
come back and
yeah.
kind of settled yeah. in Mayo?
Is there a bang of settled off it?
What
is there a bang of settled off it?
I just think I don't. I'm trying to.
I like
it. Is that the jacket bought by a woman who still has hope, or
or has she given up?
Or
on
does it say resignation to you, Hector, no, or does it say I'm going to have a great life?
Well, I'm interested to know what it says to you now.
You know your mum was wearing this in London.
Yeah. I know that this was her jacket, Jill.
Wow.
The epicentre fashion.
And I'll pass these clothes on because these will never... You're not going to... Hector's just wearing old denims and a...
I'm wearing a surf top.
And a jacket he got.
I'm wearing a hoodie.
Where was your jacket made? Where was it made?
I don't know. Surf brand I bought in Lanzarote.
Italy or somewhere.
It's a surf brand.
But you won't be able to, you're not going to like...
I'm not going to give me jeans. Me jeans. Me Tommy Hilfigers. I only wear Tommy Hilfiger at the moment.
Can you imagine it?
Why do you only
God
wear Tommy
forbid.
I've gone from Levi's.
God forbid.
Diesel.
Hector's making his will and he goes into this list. He says, I want to leave the Tommy Hilfigers.
The full 16, brand.
16 pairs of Tommy Hilfiger black. 12 Adidas.
Jeez, you must have some collection of runners though. Like
I
you're
have
a good
about 50,
man for
60
runners,
yeah. But like, That's interesting that you're wearing your mum's jacket. When did you take that?
I'm going to leave
out
a note in it so that when I pass away, I'll pass it on to the next person, and I'm going to tell them that I was drinking Guinness.
I know, you as well be buried in it, Larissa.
I take that with you now. No harm in your mother and like her taste.
I like it.
Pass it on.
How do you feel wearing it?
I feel great. It feels lovely. I think that's one thing that I did when she passed away. I took items of her clothing and started wearing them, like just a jacket or a jumper, or because I felt
no intimates.
No bras and knickers.
That's it.
Or tights.
Where's Louisa going? Why is Louisa wearing Mammy's tights?
Ah, they were very close.
Oh my god. Going around wearing her tights. That's yeah, that's
with the gusset down to your knees. Take them off, Louisa. I will not. They were Mammy's. I'm keeping them on.
Mammy's. I love Mammy's tights. He's gone mad.
What happened to you?
Oh, how are you both?
Hello there, how are you? There you go. No. So there you go with the tights.
I took a load of
I'm going to do that though. It's important to pass on your clothes. It is important to pass on your clothes to the next generation.
Yeah, Tommy. Leave a few G-strings for the niece.
Tommy. 72 suits of tweed quality made.
No, but if you were to bestow. Like I was talking to a fellow the other day who was wearing his father's jacket.
Yeah.
And the father as well passed on.
Right.
And this was an old, do you know the old jackets that they used to wear out west? They have no collar on them. So it's a suit jacket, but there's no lapel. Remember them?
There's
a kind of a
like shoulder. A grandfather.
Yeah, and it's a straight.
Yes. Grandfather shirt with it.
Lovely.
So that was his. He said his father's dead a good while now, and he said this is my father's jacket, and he opened it up, and it might have been O'Malley, might have been named the weaver, either from Donegal or maybe the name of the shop in Galway, and he said this is my father's jacket.
Lovely.
So you'd leave stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a few
onto the next generation. Yeah. Do you know
I have a few nice leather jackets. I haven't worn in years. Leather. Freddie was a great man for clothes and fashion, especially when he moved to Denmark. There was a brand called Matinique. And to be wearing Danish fashion in Navan when he come back in early 2000s and middle of the 2000s, he'd come back with these really cool Danish stuff. And I'd go, what's that?
What, they'd be like flared jeans?
No. They'd be just very cool designer brands from Copenhagen. So when I was in Freddie's apartment and trying to take a few mementos, I took a few of Freddie's jackets.
Have you worn them?
No, and I might.
Do they
wear
fit
them.
You?
Yeah, they're perfect.
He's a bit broader than you now, Hector. No offense to all the work you're doing in the gym, but
hey, what about these?
He had some really cool jackets, and I could smell my brother's aftershave off them. So I took them. They're in the wardrobe.
You should wear them.
It's
a nice connection.
Tomorrow I'm heading deep into Connemara. I'm going deep into Kilkeeran to a lovely little village.
Kenfo.
There's a teacher there that wrote me a letter a couple of months ago about our class, and that they watch sometimes the shows, the travel shows.
Cash.
He's sneering. I swear to God. I can't understand this Cash fucking.
Is this a connection with Bord Gosh now, or Sentra?
I don't know where he gets this.
It's awful funny.
The fucking cash cow over here. He's the fucking bank. He's after floating the bank of fucking Silicon Valley. Then will you shut up, my Cash? You've got an awful longing for Cash. Is it because there's no more cash gigs? He doesn't get any cash gigs anymore.
Is it Cash, Hector? Is it no?
Does anyone get cash gigs anymore?
Can I tell a story
anymore?
Without being sneered at?
You what are you doing
sneers.
For?
No, and you're twice as good. You fucking weigh in as well.
It's just the opportunity's there. You can't
for a laugh. Can't
you just can't let laugh.
Can somebody
pass?
Not go and do something for
the goodness of their own heart?
What are you doing, though? Go to what? What are
because
you doing
Because this
for?
Is what I do, and I get asked to do this loads of times. Okay. Every second week, I get asked by somebody, will you come over here?
Don't be saying that in the podcast. You'll be asked twice
so
as much.
So a youth club in Belmullet.
How do people contact you for doing stuff?
Through the agent.
Which is?
Lisa Richards.
Lisa Richards.
Are we?
Hector, youth club in Belmullet asked me as well. Are they doubling up on us?
So it comes through the agency. Sorry, Loretta. It comes through the agency. They send to me because they know it's something that would I like to do it? Will I go out and do it?
Yes.
Not because it's a money thing. Tommy, there's an awful lot of gigs in this world that aren't
money related. Tommy, and if you ever did okay. them, you know about it.
Look at fucking
Tommy Tweed. That's great.
Tell handmade us, Tweed fucking things.
Tell us about the
going so to I'm Connemara. Going to Connemara tomorrow.
To a school?
To a school, and there's going to be a load of teenagers in there. I think they're 16, 17.
Is it a secondary school?
Kilcairn, exactly.
Kilcairn is on the way to Rossmuck. No, actually, it's not Kilcairn. It's just on the way into Carraroe. It's Carraroe we're going to, Carraroe. So, spoke
the
to
the Red Quarter. Now, it's interesting about that. There's a few places in around the country called Carraroe.
And Carraroe.
The Red Quarter. I wonder where that came from.
Don't know. I'll find out tomorrow. I'll ask them. But anyway, they're going to be watching one of the shows. They enjoy watching the shows from TG Carr, and I'm going to walk in as they're watching one on the big screen.
Well, they
tomorrow.
Don't know you're coming.
No, they don't. So,
are you going to film it?
I hope they're impressed.
We're just going to walk in and going to knock on the door.
Who's going with you?
Me. I'm just driving out to see this school. They wanted me to come out for the last 6 months. We'd love you to come out and say hello to the kids. So that's what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Is it about Irish?
It's about somebody in the public eye speaking Irish, because sometimes in the Gaeltacht they can not that they get lackadaisical about speaking Irish, or that they want to speak English, or they see a better life speaking English.
Right.
Mm. That they can see that Irish is still cool, still even trendy. Though they speak it 24/7. They're from the Gaeltacht. Right. They're born in the Gaeltacht. So it's just that little thing, just a spark little thing. And it's just.
And what year are you going to say?
I'd say they're 4th and 5th years, or 5th and 6th years.
Not leaving cert.
So it should be a bit of fun tomorrow. But I'm looking forward to driving out to Carraroe.
And what are you going to do with them? Like it's, I find that age.
I don't have a clue what I'm going to do.
People like of teenagers.
Stories from the road, Hector.
Stories. Yeah. They're going to be watching the show, and then I'm going to sit in. We'll probably watch Siberia, Mongolia, and then a bit of a Q&A. But I'm fascinated just by going out to hear their Irish.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
And sit with them. And
are you planning the next trip yet? Your next adventure in terms of the travel show?
In 2 weeks' time, we head for Papua New Guinea. And that's probably the most remote, hardest, head wreck of visas, longest trip we'll ever...
Are they sorted now, the visas?
It's just very hard to get to this place because not many people go to a place called Port Moresby. It's such a vast, it's half the size of Canada. And it's
what?
Like, one side of it is Indonesian Papua New Guinea. The other side is West Papua New Guinea. And there's a little area called Port Moresby, which is the capital that we're going to. So we're flying 8-9 hours to Dubai, 10 hours to Manila, and 6 hours down into Papua New Guinea.
And is it all sorted who you're going to be meeting and talking to when you're there?
Yeah, more or less. But we're trying to just get deeper under the skin of the geographical location of this area and Solomon Islands.
Is it volcanic?
It's tribal. There's cricket, the Brits were there, the plantations. We don't know what to expect because not a lot of people go
to Papua New Guinea. Speak English?
Yeah, they do in Port Moresby, where we're going to. And then we're hopping on to the Solomon Islands, which is, we don't know much about it. It's hard for Evan, who's sitting on a computer, to try and get a guy to, first of all, drive the Jeep or drive the van, and then to get a fixer to come up with interesting stories, what we're trying to do.
Tell me this now. So I was watching Dermot Summers last night. I taped.
Who was he?
Dermot Summers is probably still a travel show presenter, except it wasn't really a travel show. He'd go on treks and Oscailge, and it was one of the first. It was either very first ones for TG Cahir or very first ones for RTE in
mountains, Ireland. Mountain treks.
So the one he did, I was looking at a bit yesterday, was he was travelling across the Himalayas with a yak farmer, right? So he just the whole thing was him just this herder, and the herder's father and a couple of the kids, and how they moved their yaks from one part of Tibet to another, and that's their life. They go from their summer camp to their winter camp and then back to the summer camp.
Really?
And that's the show. And I've often wondered, like, would you find that interesting? Instead of it being, okay, I'm going to go to, say, Bosnia, and then I'm going to go to Belarus, and then I'm going to go to Latvia, and then I'm going to, like, would it interest you if someone said, okay, Hector, for the next series, the whole series is going to be you on a journey with Bedouins across the Sahara.
Absolutely.
So, and that in a way takes the pressure off you in terms
to
of...
To find stories.
Yeah, because you're living the story.
And your movement. You're moving all the time.
Across the Arctic with some Inuit...
Nomadic tribe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so absolutely.
So what are you thinking for the next series after? Good luck to you now. Bye-bye.
Good luck to you. We don't know. Maybe the next series we're going to do in Load of Violence in the Caribbean, but I'd love to do something as remote as that. Just logistics is just hard when you're with... If you're trying to make 8 hours or 7 hours of a documentary, the movement...
It'd be hard to get 8 hours now of yak.
No, but I can see the beauty in that. Like, I'd love to do Papua New Guinea. I'd love to go deep into the jungles. And you'd love to spend more time there, but you've got 8 days to make that hour, and then we're on to another location. Plus, this is the last
8 days to make
that's
one.
A long eight hours in a series is relentless television.
It's relentless, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, a cake.
Oh, brilliant.
What is it?
Is that O'Hara's?
Is that O'Hara's from Foxford?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
What's your name?
No one. Trevor
Camila Margaret, thank you.
Thanks Trevor. Nothing better than that.
But all I know is that when we get out with the local, like in Mongolia, when we get out with the local tribes or the local people out in the yurt in the middle of nowhere, that's when we make our best television because this is the simple stuff. Sometimes you can Google, if you like, how do you make a TV show at Papua New Guinea? You start Googling, then you go into The Vice, which is a big thing. Vice Channel. Would always look for alternative stories from countries all over the world. Vice.
What is that? It's a TV channel.
Miami.
No, it was started.
Miami Vice.
This is an interesting thing.
I got it.
Freddie told me about 15 years ago, he was watching a thing on YouTube. He said, you got to watch Vice. I said, what's Vice, Freddie? He says, they make these alternative documentaries about arm dealers in Mogadishu, and then they meet in the middle of Sahara and they swap M16s and all this. It's run by a guy from Ireland. And I said, what do you mean? He said, this is a YouTube channel. There's a guy who was a bouncer on the door in the Baggot Street Inn way back in the day. This is what I think is the story. And anyway, this guy went to London, then he made a documentary, and then they started this thing called Vice. They started making documentaries about alternative things happening. And then people started sending them ideas for documentaries of real alternative things happening, and the thing grew, saying, and now it's Vice, and now it's a multi-million dollar channel with alternative
just
stuff.
Just on YouTube.
Yeah, and it's on TV. It's on one of those pay-per-views, whatever, but it's called Vice. If you Google Vice on any country in the world, they will always give you the other stories that don't make the mainstream.
I always thought that was the way of watching the Irish Independent. Pay-per-views.
Oh my god.
Do I need to lie down?
You're drinking that point too fast.
We need to address the elephant in the room.
And what is it?
This is the last episode.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about that.
Do you think, is there any, at any point, if, like, say, for instance, something really significant happened in my life or something really significant in your life or Hector's life?
Hold it for September.
No, could we just not do like a little...
Like a special?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think we've made a rash decision.
I think you should talk more about this. Tell us.
I think we've made a rash decision. In hindsight now, I feel like we should have taken maybe a week off or maybe 2 weeks off.
Do you know what a week is like?
Or maybe 3 weeks off or maybe even a month. But like now I'm feeling too emotional about this 5 months. Like, it's too much.
Yeah, I've got a bit of slagging over the 5 months.
Yeah, people were like, what sort of holidays are you on like?
5 months. Even my young lads went.
I feel...
The nav and sneer
so,
face.
So 5 fucking months. Well, primary school get teachers. Teachers get 3 months. No, yeah. Secondary school get 3 months.
It's a long time. I mean, even if you work as a university lecturer, you don't get that long on holidays. Even Miriam O'Callaghan doesn't get that long on holidays.
Why are you both looking at me like I've...
It was your decision.
It was my suggestion.
No. Just to clarify for the listeners, Tommy got sick of us and he wanted a break for longer than a month, 2 months. And now I feel
that I need to go back into the bucket of stories.
I feel like there's
and I need to replenish
way
like a,
too much
like
things happening
calf.
In our lives now that we're going to miss out
no,
on.
No, I think I'll come back from Borneo and I have a load of stuff happening that I can't tell you about. So I'll come back with loads
and what
of
about
stuff.
When I meet...
Hang on, sorry. There's Borneo. A load of stuff has happened that you can't talk about.
I can't talk about it.
Why?
Because I want to keep it for you for September.
Oh my God.
I've got no stories. I want to fill my bucket of content. We could be dead in September.
Like, I could be dead in September. Like, that's a long way away.
Can I promise you?
I could develop a rare fucking disease and be dead.
Okay,
can I promise
you something? That if you die between now and September,
we'll do a special.
Yeah, whoever woman we get in next, I'll make her wear that jacket. That's Larissa's mother's jacket you're wearing now, Roz. Roz,
wear the jacket. Wear the jacket.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the grand plan. Oh, it's just to replace me with Roz Purcell. I get it now. Hector, would you replace me as quick as him? Because he's already picked the replacement. Yeah. What if you die, What if you die, Tommy? What if you die in 5 months, Tommy?
What do you matter if I die?
What if, should we...
The HL podcast.
If you get sick or something, will we do a podcast?
I think a break is a good thing.
Imagine if you were married and you could just say to your other half, oh, let's just take a break for 5 months and do other things.
Order another pint because this is our final podcast.
No, hang on.
I think we should have 4 pints today.
Hang on. I think the idea of meeting up for... I was just thinking about it when we ordered the few pints there a while ago. If there was one thing that I would love to encourage, and I know it has... I know there's razors.
Repercussions.
I know there's razors in it and it's not all smooth. But just the idea of meeting pals for a pint and a chat.
Yeah.
It's one of the things my father is gifted at. And I hope that through listening to us meeting for pints and having
a chat
would inspire people to get in contact with a pal and say, why don't we meet up for a couple of pints?
Why don't we go for a chat?
So that's the...
Oh, I thought you were going to say...
I thought you were going to say something more interesting. Going forward with us...
Going forward, vis-a-vis...
I would have...
No problem.
If someone said to me...
This is on the podcast now.
Let's meet once a week for a couple of pints. I'd have no problem with that. But I also think we have to go to different places. It's great that we're in Mayo today, but I think the next time we're doing it should be in another county.
Yeah.
And that we build up a catalogue of great chats... And in great bars, all over the country,
All over the world.
And then, so say I'm right now. They're booking. I'm due to go back to America in October for a fortnight on the West Coast, and we say, come on over and let's find a bar in San Francisco and San Diego,
a Mexican nosedive of a bar,
Vancouver, or do you know what I mean? And just that thing of
You bring us there.
That's the thing I'd like.
You bring us there, will you?
That's what I.
He's already over there.
Sorry.
So me and you are going. How are we getting out?
You're happy enough to bring us for 2 weeks, just not for five.
Well, do you want to come over? I'm in America at the beginning of May.
Yeah. I can't.
I'm away. I'm away for a long time.
A long time.
Yeah.
I thought it was April.
You're going April.
I'm going April and back in May. I can't just go to Papua New Guinea for a week. A couple of weeks.
But how many weeks?
I'm not back till a long time in May.
A long time? What does that mean, a long time?
I'm not going
in
to
May.
America in May. I can't do it.
That's boring. Anyway, I met a man last night who started crying when I told him we were taking a break from the podcast, and he said that it keeps him company when he's lonely.
Kieran Donahue, he doesn't know what to do.
So now, what are we going to do? We're going to have a society of depressed people.
I think, look at lads.
Okay, what are your suggestions? So
well, it's a bit late now. We can't, we're after making a big bloody statement. What are we going to, we're uncoupling for 5 months. We're uncoupling. We can't recouple again. Like, what are we, like, it's, I think, I think we should have had the meeting on the podcast to decide what
we should have put it. We should have put it to a public vote.
And there's so many places that I want to take you, and like we've never got the opportunity to do it. And now it's all over.
No, it's not. It's
not
only
all over. It's not all over. I just mean for now. Anyway, and also, like, you're not going to be able to come down to Mayo when the president comes next week or the week after that.
And do the podcast from
there. Yeah, and do the podcast from there. And what if he wants to come on our podcast? Like, what if he wants to be a guest on our podcast?
Four points, please.
Oh, sorry, Mr. President. We're on a break. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a fucking good story to tell the president.
It will be mad next week when it's a Tuesday and we don't have to go to the hen house. That will be quite strange.
Or a bar.
Like, as it stands, we're only doing a podcast once a week now. I'm...
Yeah, I think bars... do you not love the hen house anymore?
No, I love bars.
I love bars too.
Yeah.
I love them at night though. Yeah. But Tommy loves them in the morning.
I did like the hen house for years.
As it is, we're only meeting once a week. I feel like we've already detached from each other.
Yeah, I was safe in the hen house.
I'm sad.
You were safe.
Yeah,
Why are you not safe now?
I just love the chats in the hen house. I don't think the hen house should be... The hen house is Mecca. It is the Taj Mahal. It's the St. Oliver.
The place where they play bingo.
It's the St. Oliver. It's the...
Mecca, they play bingo in Mecca, don't they?
It's the St. Mary's of podcasts. It is our St. Mary's.
But anyway, this is the end of the podcast. We have to wrap it up. We can't keep going on about it. We have to wrap it up. It's all over. We'll be back
so
in September.
We will see you in a few months, everybody. We'll have loads of stories.
and if either of these two don't develop memory loss.
A few things to give a shout out for before we go. There's a fantastic new podcast called Free State.
Oh, yes. Free State. Yes. We recommend it highly.
And who's involved in that?
We have a journalist called Dion Fanning.
Yes.
And somebody...
Who the fuck was he named after?
Dion Warwick. Dion Fanning.
Had they decided on the name before they knew the gender?
Hey, Dion.
Dion.
Imagine the day. Hey, all right. Get yourself out of there, Dion, fairly quick. He's coming. It's a boy. It's Dion.
Well, we're sticking to Dion.
No. I'm going to dress him up because I'm going to feed him on. You get out there, Dion.
Name one of Dion Warwick songs. It's all.
Stats sitting on the dock of the bay.
That's Otis Redding.
That is
fucking
Egypt.
I didn't realise we had to actually do the song.
That's
Dion is all. She's kind of like
How did the father come up with that?
She's got like Whitney Houston's granny.
Dion Warwick is Whitney Houston's granny.
She actually is.
She is.
She's her godmother.
She's her godmother.
She actually is.
Dion Fanning.
Sorry, what about Dion Dublin? He does like travel program. He does like houses
for
sale.
He played for Coventry.
Dion Dublin. He does the thing in the morning
under
on
the
BBC.
Hammer or something.
Under the hammer. Let's have a look at it. Bit stuffy. Bad out windows.
That's what Yvonne calls it.
Under
the hammer. Can't talk now. God. Under the hammer.
So Free State is available.
That and some GA pundit who's quite cantankerous, I would say.
So there's so Free State is the name of the podcast. It's Joe Brawley and Dion Fanning, and we would recommend it quite highly. Anne Tiernan's novel.
Oh, by the way,
The Last Days
told
of Joy.
It was the best thing ever. They couldn't leave it down.
Yeah. So Anne Tiernan has written a novel called The Last Days of Joy. It's out now. I'd highly recommend it. It's kind of like our family disguised as another family.
Great. I can't wait to read about you.
Oedipus X are re-releasing their album from 1993. It's their debut album. It's re-released on XLX Records.
And The Rains. The Rains. That's great.
So everybody associated with our lives
is doing stuff.
And we're going on a break.
We're just going to fill ourselves.
I think I'll go on holidays for like 4 months.
Look, there's only one way.
I just think we have another point.
There's only one way to end this podcast, and that is with the phrase, Niamh, could we get 3 more points, please?
Oh, she's going to look.
God bless, and we'll see you soon.
Up Mayo.
Take care.
We'll be right back. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.